I'm very happy to have on the telephone here a fellow that I haven't seen in forever, but I've known for a long time, Mr. Mark Johnson. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to hear from you.
Mark and I go back to, like, the dark days as scoundrel musicians around these parts. Then you went off to Nashville seeking fame and fortune and basically became a doofus, according to your own self-described situation.
Yeah, I think that's what happens to most people that go off seeking fame and fortune. So it definitely happened to me.
Now, you're a local guy. You're from the high country. You went off to Nashville and you were doing your thing. You've been writing. You've been doing all of these various things. And we're talking about a book that you've written. You got into a cab or Uber or something, and everything changed at that point. Talk a little bit about what happened when you met a Sherpa in Nashville, which is it by itself. Yeah. It's kind of an odd thing, don't you think?
Yeah. Yes, it was. And I at that time, that was in the summer of 2016, and I'd worked as a communications professional for about 15 years and was ready to do something else. And it just so happened that I took a ride with the company Lyft, the rideshare company Lyft, one morning to go to my mechanic shop where my old pickup was being worked on. And the guy that picked me up was clearly not originally from Nashville, Tennessee, or anywhere else close by. And he and I struck up a quick conversation, and it turns out that he was from Nepal, of all places. And my wife and I had on our bucket list, we had this dream of going to Nepal and doing the Everest Base Camp trek. And we had thought about doing that for a number of years. But, you know, who does that? No, nobody actually does that.
Nobody that I know.
No, it's just not, that's the sort of thing you put on a list, but, you know, you just put it there and then you forget about it. And when I met this guy, his name is Dawa, I immediately said, oh, you're from Nepal. Do you know anything about the Everest Base Camp track? And he looked at me and he got this big smile on his face. And he said, Mr. Mark, I am a Sherpa. I'm from the Everest region of Nepal. I've done that trek dozens of times.
Wow.
And you could have knocked me over with a feather. I mean, here I am in Nashville, Tennessee, of all places, you know, elevation 600 feet above sea level.
Right.
And so I said, well, can you talk to my wife and I about this? I'd love to just find out about it. And we quickly set up a coffee meeting. And 2 days later, we were at a Starbucks talking about going to Everest Base Camp. It was completely unexpected.
Now, this meeting led to what is really the most, I think, fascinating part of the book is how you, after meeting this guy, having no experience doing this kind of thing, having never been to the country, decided to begin a trekking company to do the very thing that you knew nothing about. It's really kind of fascinating.
Well, part of that is my entrepreneurial spirit, which I get from my dad.
Yeah.
And part of it was just divine timing, Bill. I mean, right at that exact time, I left my communications job and I was looking, I wanted to see where life was going to take me next. So I was open to new things, and I did a little research, and we discovered that there were essentially no companies east of Denver, Colorado that provide treks to Everest Base Camp. And my thought was, well, my goodness, we can't be the only people east of Colorado that would love to do this. And I had the ability to build websites, and I've been in marketing for a number of years. So, you know, we developed this friendship with this very seasoned Sherpa that has worked in that industry for years. So we thought, why don't we just put the two things together, offer it to people, and just see what happens. And that's what we did, and we've had just wonderful response. It's just been amazing. It was both a bucket list trip and a career that jumped on me out of nowhere. It just happened, and luckily I was open to the opportunity. And I tell people all the time, you know, always be aware of opportunities and follow up with them, because you never know where it's going to take you.
Now, this
literally,
it can take you to strange and distant and high altitude places. You are going to be at the Ashe County Library on Tuesday, the 26th, and then here in Boone at the Watauga County Library with your book, Doofus Dad Does Everest Base Camp, which I finished reading yesterday, which kind of chronicles the meeting with Dawa and then the putting together of the company. It doesn't go into a lot of detail on that, but it's basically about the trek that you take to the Everest right. Base Camp with a group of people, some of which you knew and some of which didn't know, which is also right. kind of fascinating that these people trusted you to do this. When you, what are we going to do, Mark? Well, I don't know. Dawa's going to take us. And the whole book kind of chronicles this process and then the trip itself. And it's a terrific read. It's a fun read, and you can get through it pretty quick.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was my plan. And the whole Doofus Dad thing, just so people know, I've been a blog writer for a number of years and a freelance writer, and I created the Doofus Dad title as a little tongue-in-cheek jab at the stereotype that we have in popular media. And all you got to do is turn on TV and watch a commercial, and you'll see that fathers are generally portrayed as being doofus.
A doofus, that's
all the
right.
time.
Yep.
You know, and we're kind of looked at as these incompetent dudes that kind of bumble around the house, you know. And, of course, in my case, that's accurate.
I was going to say, it applies to me.
Yeah. I don't think it's accurate in every case.
No, I'm sure it's not.
So I tend to write in a kind of a Dave Barry style, and I like to make fun of myself, and I like to poke fun at a lot of things. So that was the genesis of the book, was kind of telling this epic adventure through the eyes of a very normal guy, a father of three kids that, you know, was kind of bumbling his way through it. And I think it turned out pretty well. I've gotten some pretty good response to it. It's been fun.
The subtitle, if you will, is One of Planet Earth's Epic Adventures Told by a Slightly Less Than Epic Guy.
That's right. I'll tell you, too, that you might enjoy the fact that I'm almost finished with my next book.
Oh.
It's not a Doofus Dad book. But it is another memoir, and it's about my years in the music business, and specifically about 2 months that I spent in St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands as a musician down there, as a bar musician soloist in the mid-90s. So I'm really, really excited about this book. It's completely different from Doofus Dad Does Everest Base Camp, but it's going to be funny as well. And I think that particularly fellow musicians will be able to read it and say, you know what?
Been there, done that.
I've been there, and that rings true.
I have that T-shirt because in many cases, that's all you got was a free meal and a T-shirt.
Exactly.
Are you still playing any at all, or are you too busy trekking or planning treks for that?
I really don't play much at all anymore. I retired from music in 98, but over the next 10 years or so, I worked as a volunteer songwriter for the Country Music Hall of Fame, working with school kids that would come and tour the Hall of Fame.
Oh, neat.
And they have a program called Words and Music, where they have school kids write lyrics, send them to particular songwriters. We would create songs out of these lyrics and then do a performance for the kids with their own lyrics.
That's
when
cool.
They would come to visit the Hall of Fame. So that's what I did for a number of years after stopping the professional music thing that I was doing. But I've just gotten too busy for that. So, but I've got an 11-year-old coming along now that he's got the gene, and he's a talented piano player and Ooh. Guitar player, and so that's kind of my continuation of the music business.
Well, there you go. That's excellent. That's excellent. Now, I know that, and you make reference to it often in the book, and there are some pictures in the book, and unfortunately, they're not color, but you said that right. you may be looking at doing a reissue with some color pictures in the middle. However, at the website and then at the libraries, there will be plenty of color pictures as well as video that you took basically 3 1/3 miles above sea level, and you didn't even go to the top. That's the part that I guess I'm looking forward to the most, is seeing these pictures, these videos. It's just a tremendous, I mean, the pictures in the book are awesome. I can't imagine how much better they're going to be projected on the wall and in color.
Yeah, we were really lucky to have some fantastic photographers on the trip with us. We shot a lot of video and a lot of still photography. I've edited a lot of that into little mini movies. And this event, by the way, it's Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, 26th and the 27th. It won't just be boring old me reading straight from the book. I'll read some. I'll be reading copy that I wrote just for these events. And I'll mix that in with a lot of really amazing video and photography.
Well, you've never been boring, Mark.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, it's true. You never have it. So it's Tuesday at the Ash Library and then Wednesday at the Watauga Library next
That's
week.
That's right.
Details on times and stuff, of course, at the website. And speaking of websites, your new, well, not so new now, trekking company Hobnail has a website with all of this on there. If folks can't make it to those two presentations, what's that website?
That's HobnailTrekkingCo.com, and Hobnail, H-O-B-N-A-I-L. That's named for Hobnail boots that were used by mountaineers. Mm-hmm. For many centuries. If you want to learn about the actual trek itself, visit hobnailtrekkingco.com. If you want to learn about the book and read my crazy stuff, my writing, go to doofusdad.com. That's D-O-O-F-U-S.
Doofusdad.
I realized there was not an agreed upon spelling of the word doofus in the English language. So I just decided it was going to be D-O-O-F-U-S.
Well, that whatever works.
That's right. It's phonetic spelling.
That's it. So HobnailTrekkingCo.com and DoofusDad.com.
That's right.
All right.
Right.
Well, man, it's been great. And I'm like I said, we're living in Ash now, so I will make an effort to be over there on Tuesday. And then, like I said, Wednesday at Watauga Library. Come out and see a cool guy who did a cool thing and wrote a book about it and has a presentation about it. Mark Johnson, thank you for being on the program, and I wish you a lot of luck with your Hobnail trekking.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bill. It's been great.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoyed it.